This is the Runechild Saga, Part 2, Servant of Darkness. Written by Paul Wilson. Narrated by Robert Sebastian Cooper.
Chapter 1. Shafts of light streaked through a treetop net, falling perfectly upon the vegetation of the forest floor. The lush undergrowth,
wet from the previous night's rain,
had thrived in the early months of spring, and insects were busy in the pollinated air. Five deer meandered through the greenery, enjoying the morning's harmony and taking their delicate pick of the juiciest leaves and grasses. As one of the herd froze,
ears high and eyes wide,
a spear whistled through the air towards them. It was a strong throw and would have provided plenty of venison had it not flown over 2 feet above its target. It clattered against a thick tree, and coarse words erupted from the clump of thick foliage from which it had been launched. The loud crack of something thick being suddenly
broken in half ended the guttural complaints
and chased the animals that swiftly and effortlessly bounded away. A hunched humanoid clambered to its feet, greenish-grey skin collecting moisture from the damp leaves brushing against it.
Rough furs and animal skins
adorned the creature's body, thickly layered to protect its wearer from both weapon
and weather.
Around its torso was a collection of thick hide belts, to which was attached thin wooden stakes, skinning tools, and a large battle axe. The weapon's head was a fist-sized block of flint, chipped and chiseled to a fine cutting edge, and thin vines tied about it held the sharpened stone to a sturdy length of wood. The creature's gear may be primitive,
but the 17
notches carved into the axe's haft was a count of its effectiveness and its owner's skill with it. A smaller figure appeared next to the first, fingertips pushing through the short prickly hair on its skull. The creatures were orcs, pig-featured and bulky-bodied,
half as bright as a typical man, but twice as vicious.
The tall of the two was named Gorb. He was a little different from the rest of the tribe, and he knew it. He was 37 years old. It was a rare age for an orc, and his once thick dreadlocks had fallen away years ago. His kind was lucky to reach 20, given their warlike nature and thirst for conflict, but Gorb had been blessed with more than luck in his youth. His body had always possessed the great innate strength of his people, but he never lamented that it had become leaner with time's passing. He remained deceptively strong, and his wiry frame made him more nimble than most. His was a body for speed and stealth, not endurance and brute power, and his unique intellect granted him keen insight into survival. He was more precision-killer than ranging berserker. Gorb had decided to put his experience to good use by channeling it into the next generation, teaching young orcs the bits and pieces he had picked up over the many years he'd spent hunting and foraging in the forest. He had a trainee with him now, not exactly the worst, but not the best either.
The youngster
had ruined 4 perfectly good chunks of stone before getting the spearhead the right size, shape and sharpness, and it had taken a further 4 days to get the clumsy oaf walking quietly enough through the forest so he could get it within a spear's throw of prey,
without it sensing them and running off.
The trainee did well enough against a static target in practice, but so far he'd met no success against the real thing. The tracker's small red eyes turned from the split shaft of his teaching stick to those of his companion, and he dropped the shattered tree branch to the floor. Gorb's patience was coming to an end, but he forced himself to breathe deeply.
"There is no way you is going to get your warrior's ears doing that," he told the boy calmly, flicking the bony trophies that decorated his own lobes, ragged with teeth marks.
"Not my fault,"
whined the youth as he stood massaging his bruised head. "The handle was slippy. The wind was too strong and the stupid thing moved."
Boiling frustration screwed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?